Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome into the NG podcast. It's been a while since we've actually had somebody sitting over here. A lot of it's been like virtual guests or just Manny and I. And today we're joined by Mr. Ernesto. Hello. Ernie, whatever you call him. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yep. Really good, actually.
That's cool. I like your choice of shirt that
Thank you
let us all know that you washed yourself today. That's good. All right. Maybe we should all do that. No, Ernesto is here. We asked Ernesto to join us, we've got some pretty cool things to talk about with him. And if you don't know, our very first guest, like in-studio guest that we talked to, was his brother, Alejandro, who's now no longer with us. He didn't die, but he's at Stanford, where the trees are. So, which I've seen. I saw the tree.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Just as glorious as I imagined. I didn't get a picture with the tree, but I got a picture of the tree. So, anyway, but we're also joined alongside Manny. He kind of runs everything. So, Manny, how are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Can't complain.
See, I told you.
Sure. Yeah, it's exactly how he talks.
He's pretty good.
Monotone.
He's our man. He's pretty good. Well, I'm good. I'm glad you're doing well. Pretty sore. We got together this morning early and murdered ourselves with a workout, and here we are sitting here. So anyway, we have Ernesto on, I'm really excited to have you on here. I've actually wanted to have you on the show specifically ever since we started talking about getting guests on the show.
Yeah.
Because of Engage, you came to mind, but I don't want to sell too much. You see me fixing my hair. That's a hint why we have him on the show. I can almost do the whole flip. Let me see. Nope, not quite there. You could do it. There you go.
Yeah. I was like, is that good?
For a guy that cuts hair, why don't you get a haircut anyway?
I need one.
Can you cut your own hair?
Have you acquired that? I mean, I could do the sides, just not the back, because I need like a special mirror for
like
the
all
back.
The multiple
yeah,
angles.
Yeah, like the three-layer mirror.
Yeah.
Mirror.
I really need a haircut, but that's neither here nor there. It actually really is, because once we have our third child, it's probably going to be a while. I might come back after having our baby,
like,
and I'm going to have
long hair. But I'm
have dreads. I think I'm going for like the pirate look, you know? Yeah, Captain Timmy beard. So we asked AI to get us rolling. I asked AI to give us a question, a funny. How did I phrase it? I asked ChatGPT to give me a funny conversation starter question. Okay. And there was a few duds, but I like this one. So here's what AI wants to know. Okay. And if you're listening to this, please comment and let us know. Unless you're listening on Spotify, you can't really comment. But if you're listening on YouTube, comment and let us know what yours is, because maybe we can actually turn it into a thing for like a youth event.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be kind of cool. Like,
you turn it into a youth event.
The box edition, but. Icebreaker edition.
Oh, no. I mean the actual sport. Let me get to the question.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the question is, if you could turn any mundane, which means like boring, just whatever, mundane chore into an extreme Olympic sport that you could medal in, that's important. You actually think you could win it. Which one would it be? And who would your main competition be? Like, who do you think would be like battling with you for gold?
Okay.
So and we gave him time to think about this. Okay,
give me a sec.
What's your answer?
All right. So I would, when it comes to mind, the thing I do the most is cleaning my car, or cleaning technically my mom's car. So I would do extreme car cleaning. So you know what chess boxing is?
Nope.
You know what chess boxing is?
I don't. I'm sorry.
So basically, they're in a ring, right? And the chessboard is in the middle. You either win by checkmating the other person or knocking them out. So
you have to move the pieces while you're boxing?
No. You have to move the pieces, and after, like, I think it's like 3 minutes or something, then you start boxing. So in my sport, it'll be your cleaning, and after like 3 minutes, you have to drive your car around, like go a lap around, and then after you keep cleaning. And then either the first one to like I guess you have to have a pretty fast car.
Okay.
The first one to do like a certain amount of laps or clean their car first win.
So what determines if the car is, like, how do you know when the car is done?
Well, I mean, I guess, like, you got to clean the outside, you got to clean the inside, make sure it's nice and shiny. And I guess it also, because, I mean, it's an Olympic sport, so it's got to be pretty clean.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, so there'll be a judge there to...
White glove. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Extreme car cleaning.
Yeah.
See, I think like when I think extreme car cleaning, I think like you have to wash this car while we shoot paintballs at you and at the car, because then
it'll never end.
Well, that's what makes it extreme. Like, can you get the car clean before, you know, if it gets to the point where you get it clean and last shot fires off, if you got it clean before that last paintball hit,
okay,
you're good.
Okay.
Or like, you know, I think of like a time trial.
Okay. For car cleaning. Yeah.
Who can?
Yeah.
Fast blindfold.
Oh, blindfold.
Stream.
Yeah.
While there are hungry
attacking you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just going. Yeah. Manny, do you have you think you could meddle in that?
I think so.
Who would your Who would your competition be?
Should I go strategic and like say someone who I think would be really?
I mean, that's kind of cheap.
Yeah. All right. Know. Well, I think of someone. Okay.
Like main, like they could beat you. Like you got to be on
they
your game.
Beat me?
Yeah, yeah.
Shoot.
You got to be on your game because you might end up getting silver.
Honestly, probably. My cousin's husband. His name's Brian.
That's really obscure.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
But he's a pretty good driver.
Driver. Okay.
He's a pretty good driver. Yeah.
Is he good at cleaning things? Because that's the ultimate goal.
I mean, I would hope so. Because when my cousin was pregnant, he did a lot of the work around the house.
Okay.
So I think he's a pretty good cleaner.
That's quite a story.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Extreme car cleaning. Think about it, but
Manny.
You said like a chore.
Like just a regular everyday chore, but you got to make it extreme, and then you think you could actually get a medal. Like you could get a medal in it, and who's your main competition?
It would have to be like hula hoeing then.
Hula hoeing. Dang, that'd be exhausting. So how would it be extreme? That's almost extreme in itself.
So kind of like what the sweepers do for
Oh, like curling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
It would be like that.
So the fastest person to clear an area of weeds?
Yeah.
How big is the area?
Oh, man. Hey. Like 100 feet by 100 feet. Like a square.
Oh, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah, that sounds...
That's Rentatine on steroids.
That's exactly what we had to do for Rentatine. It was me, Reagan, and Riley. And it was legit, like... I would have to say, like, half an acre of just weeds. No, not even wheat. It was just like hula hooing this like black stuff off the ground. It was bad.
Well, dude, I like that though. Cause like, especially for like a time trial, like who could do it? Is that what it is? Like who could do it the fastest?
Yeah.
Talk about like 8 second ride. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dang. And you think you could win? Who would your main competition be? Who is like that next level hula hooer? hoer.
Probably David.
David, your brother, keeping it in the family. No matter what, the gold medal makes it home. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know, I have not even thought about this. So, Okay. I'm trying to think of something, like maybe vacuuming. Could we do something with vacuuming?
You know what I'm thinking of? More of like... lawnmower.
I was thinking earlier, cutting the grass. But how would that? Let's see. How can I make that extreme?
Do like a 100-yard dash. But...
yeah. Man, I feel like. Oh, okay. I know what we could do. I know what we could do. So you would have it's a ride-along mower, right?
Okay.
And out the back of your lawnmower, it sprays paint. So that way you know. And it's like, you know, like bumper cars?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got two people or multiple people in the ring.
Okay.
And you're trying to force other people out.
Okay.
So that way you can cut the most grass. So okay. Whoever cuts the most grass without getting forced out of the ring
is
the winner. You think?
I think that's pretty good.
I think, and it might not even need to be paint. Maybe it's just like AI can track who actually cut the grass first, covered the most area. Maybe. Oh, no, it collects it in the bag. There you go.
Yeah.
So it collects it in the bag. Whoever's bag is the fullest without getting forced out.
Yeah.
I think good. I could win that.
How big would the arena be? It'd have to be pretty big.
I don't know. I feel like these would have to be pretty fast, You could customize. It's like almost like a demo derby. Like you could customize your lawnmower, you know? And it's like Beyblades where you just get in there and just start knocking the heck. Like you got to, like, what's your strategy? Are you just going to like go after people first? Or are you going to try and cut some grass? Like you gotta balance the two, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I don't know. I feel like that could be
That's
fun.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Let's turn that into a youth game. next week, extreme grass cutting. We have to think
of
a better.
Out back right there.
What?
Out back.
Yeah. Where we have two blades of grass. I was looking at the wall. Like, what are you talking about? The paintings? Where we've got a whole like 5 feet of grass right there. I think we could do that.
Yeah.
I think we can do that. Who would my main competition be though? I want to say, I think Russell's going to be my main competition. He would beat me though. I just actually chose a competitor that I would lose to. So what is yours? Okay. Comment below. Let us know what your, or tell us in person, what your extreme chore Olympic sport would be that you could medal in. Who would your main competition be? Okay. And maybe we could turn this into a thing.
That'd be kind of cool.
An annual event. You can even do something with cooking. I guess that's a mundane chore. Yeah. Dishwashing. Dusting.
You do like,
talk about that earlier.
You try to like throw plates into the dishwasher without breaking.
Okay.
Like some like parkour type of thing.
Loading the dishwasher by throwing them. That's always safe. I like that. Well, cool. There you go. So comment, let us know. We're going to make this a thing. I bet it probably already is. I don't know. Maybe it already is. Extreme chores competition. Let's see
that
if this
is
a thing.
Honestly.
Is it a thing? Hold on.
That'd be something.
Extreme ironing. Okay. It's a competition that combines ironing clothing with extreme outdoor activities, such as ironing in remote locations.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we can make extreme ironing. There it is again. What? I need to look in. We're going to look into this later.
We'll watch a video.
We're going to make
later.
A team. All right. The next gen extreme ironing team. We can iron clothes in the Sahara Desert. All right. While there's scorpions. Anyways, that's not why we have you here. We have Ernesto here because I don't know if you guys know this, but Ernesto, that's some hair. All right. What's it called? What's your name on his name? What's your name on Instagram?
On Instagram, it's Ernie Blends.
Ernie Blends. And that is not talking about smoothies.
No.
It could be.
It could be. It's not.
It's not. It's blending hair.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So I want to talk to you about that. So tell us, like, that's not common, you know? Like, when you're, like, talking to people when they're in high school and stuff like that, it's not very common to get people that want to do that, right?
Yeah.
So where did that start for you? Like, how did you get interested in that? Where did it start for you? What's your origin story?
So, origin story is my dad did not want to pay for haircuts. So I think it was like maybe like 6 months to a year after quarantine. After quarantine ended, my dad's hair was getting super long. All of our hair was just long. And the price was just so high. Like cheapest we could find was like $30, $25, something like that, right? So my dad was like, no, we're not doing this. So he goes on Amazon, buys like a $60, $70 kit. Of these, like, I still remember, and I still have them, of like these gold clippers and a gold trimmer that come with like guards and like a cape and everything. My dad was like, my dad wanted me and all, because I think this was David's freshman year of college, so about 2 years ago. So it was just me and Alejandro, and he wanted me and Alejandro to learn, and he was going to learn too. And so I was the first one to try it out on Alejandro, and me and my dad were working on his hair together. Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. I remember it was just like, this is kind of fun, right? And so I started like looking into it and like trying to figure out how to do different types of hair. I started experimenting on Alejandro. Shout out to Alejandro. He's an actual legend.
How many times did he have to go bald?
Zero. But there was this one time I did a bald fade on him. It was like a skin fade. You know what I do on you, like a skin
okay.
fade.
Okay, I got this weird picture where like they were bald here and it faded down to hair.
The reverse
instead
fade.
Of reverse. Yeah.
No. So
was
bald
that the
fade?
Monk? You know, you could call that. Yeah. Okay.
So a bald fade is just another word for skin fade.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I tried to do a skin fade on him, and it was like one haircut on this side and the other, it was like a different other haircut on this side. And I remember he came to church the next day, and then like oh, like everyone was making fun of me. It was like my first actual like haircut. Like I tried, and so many people were making fun.
And you still have those clippers?
I do. I don't use them.
Okay. Yeah, well, you gotta get them. You gotta get them in like a shadow box, and like autograph the frame. Okay. Maybe we can auction it off to help support. We'll auction them. Yeah. You know.
There you go.
Anyway,
$1,000 starting price.
That's pretty steep. All right, dude. I know. I was there. I mean, COVID. That's where Caitlin had to learn how to not had to, but she was willing to learn how to cut my hair, and we actually had to use like an adjustable beard trimmer.
Oh yeah,
that's all we could find. Yeah. That's all we could find at the store during COVID. And she still is like one of my main. Well, she's probably my main barber. Yeah. Sorry,
no, it's okay.
It's free. But yeah. Like my first haircut was supposed to be with you, but it's okay. But okay. Yeah, dude, I was there. And I gotta tell you, man, I'm a sucker for a good barbershop.
Yeah,
you know, and. And I had a good one out in Joplin, Missouri. It was called V's Barbershop. And it was like the dark oak and, you know, green marble. And they had like the aftershave that they'd do in the hot towel and the straight razor. And they would like pull out like the shoulder massager while they were doing the hot towel. Oh, man. It was the works.
I just did that today. Right before coming here, I had my barber class. I had my barber class every Wednesday before for youth. And so today was like a test. It was like a mock exam of like a full beard shave, right? So I brought my friend Zach. I don't know if you have you ever met him, Manny? You might have met him.
Okay.
Ahano brought him to pickleball, I think.
To pickleball. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So my friend Zach, he came by and asked. I basically said like, hey, can you grow out your beard for me so I can do this thing? I'll give you a free haircut. And he was like, yeah, of course. Yeah. So he came today, and then I did the like you know the hot towel, the shaving cream, and all of that, and yeah, because it's like a thing that we have to like for the actual barber exam.
Hair, right? Yeah. And it's the beard and all that stuff. Yeah, and have you had to do like where you shave a balloon?
No, not yet.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. To see how like how steady your hand is.
Yeah, there's another mundane extreme Olympic sport. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. Well, no, that's awesome. And I love the story. You know, I feel like a lot of people discovered odd talents during COVID, you know, but yeah, you used your time wisely. So what do you like most about it? So tell me like, why do you enjoy that so much? Right. Because obviously this is something that you want to do as a career, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is it about cutting hair and all that you enjoy most of all?
I think just the main thing that comes to mind, it doesn't feel like a job. It's just like a hobby that I get paid to do. And I know like, there's a saying like if you have a job that you like, you never have to work a day in your life, something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I really love most about it, and also like the satisfaction that you get afterwards after someone like leaves your chair feeling great. Like I remember like so I was telling you Zach, the first time I ever cut his hair, he left and he was like it might sound weird, but like he was like, oh, I feel so cute right now. And so it's just like stuff like that that like afterwards like the satisfaction you get from making someone feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
Right. And that's also like that's something I just love doing. I like it makes people feel more confident after they get a nice haircut.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Getting their ears lowered. You ever heard that?
What?
Getting your ears lowered.
Getting my ears lowered.
You're a barber. You've never heard that phrase.
Never heard that phrase.
Mate, get it? Getting your ears because you cut your hair. It looks like your ears are lower.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, now you do.
You have just old people talk.
Okay. thanks for that. No, and you know, and you've done. I mean, I've gotten my hair cut by you, and I've watched you cut other people's hair. We've got a few people in the youth group that you're kind of their go-to barber, right? Which is awesome, because again, it's one of those things where I'm sure you can learn about it all day long, but doing it probably is the best way to get better at it. You know,
there's so much.
Even though, like you said at the beginning, people got to be very trusting of
you.
Oh, yeah. At you the beginning.
Yeah.
Definitely. No, that's awesome, dude. So what about difficulties? And we talked about this earlier. There's a lot of things, especially for you, as you've actually started this, because you're not done with high school, right? So you're still in school. And you're pursuing this now as opposed to later, which we'll talk about in a second. But what are some difficulties that you face?
Biggest difficulty was starting off, just like with everything else. It's been like starting off because you're gonna suck at first. You're gonna be so bad, and it's not gonna get better for like another like 6 months. So it's a process for sure. I feel like that's one of the things that makes people want to quit, and a lot of people quit like really quick. They're like, they want it like so fast that they're not willing for it. So that was definitely like, at the beginning, I wanted to quit so bad because the haircuts were just horrible. And especially like people were making fun of me. Like even at church, people were making fun of my haircuts.
Oh, you heathens.
I won't call you out, but you know who you are. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go ahead. Like this post. Just kidding.
And so, yeah, it was definitely like one of the biggest difficulties starting off. But also now, I feel like the biggest difficulty is sometimes you hit like a plateau. Okay. I built up a pretty good amount of clients, I would say. Somewhere like 70 to 80 clients recurring.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm at that point where it's like, okay, now I gotta keep advertising, keep doing this, gotta get more people to come to me. Right. So that's definitely another hard part is like hitting a plateau. And then also I say pay. Because a lot of barbers they can't really make a good living out of it. And obviously that's not the most important thing in the world. I love doing it and it's great. And as of right now, I don't really need to worry about it too much because, you know, I still have my parents who support me, stuff like that. But like, as I think, like in the future, if I really do want to make a career out of it, the pay is like something in the back of my mind saying, you know,
sure.
Of course, God is always going to support. I know that definitely. But it's like, it's hard.
And I'm sure that's probably, you know, it depends on where you are, and what barbershop you're at. And again, like how long you've been doing it. Right. So you can charge more when you're more experienced. I'm sure, you know, just like anything else, it's a creative field. And so, Well, and again, like that just goes to, we're going to talk about how people can support you later. But you know, COVID's over. So maybe instead of getting a haircut at home, you kind of support some of these guys. And, where is it ultimately going for you? Let's just say big picture, like you have accomplished your dream. Yeah. Where does this end for you?
So I would say probably just either owning my own barbershop where I rent out chairs to people. Or just like my own house, having like my own personal studio. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like a nice little room where I can have this, all my stuff. I feel like something like that. I'm still thinking about like the whole like owning a barbershop thing. Obviously, like it's a whole business. There's like a bunch of stuff that comes with it. But also like having like that own little, like a nice studio in your house. It's definitely like something I do want to do when I'm older. Like as of right now, like my parents, they really want me to go to college. So it's going to be like tough to get there. Not the college part, but like more like achieving like what I want in barbering. But you know, while I'm in college, I'm going to continue to cut hair for sure. Like keep like building up that experience, building up what I need to like achieve that dream, even if I'm taking a little deep.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, and you never know, you never know where it's going to lead. That's kind of like for me in graphic design, I just kind of did really small random jobs for almost nothing for a long time, really long time, over a decade. And it eventually led to something, where you do build that resume, but again, we've talked about this on Sundays, but the greatest what's, which we've talked about, the what for you is barbering, right? The what for you is cutting hair. But they're always backed up by the best whys. And that's what I really want to get to, because I think what I like more, the reason why we wanted to have you on has kind of nothing to do with cutting hair, right? Like that's what you do. But I love the reason why. And not just the why, but actually being able to see that lived out, right? We'll get to that in a second. But why now? So you're not done with high school, right? So I would love for you to talk to us about the value in starting this stuff now. So like maybe we have a listener that's interested in pursuing something like this, a creative pursuit, or, you know, working on cars, or cutting hair, a trade really is what it is. So what was the value for you? Why did you decide to pursue that trade now instead of just waiting until after you graduated high school?
I say the main thing was like, I guess I'm just really ambitious. Like I want to like, and especially for something that I really like, I want to. Like, there's nothing going to tell me. No one's going to tell me, like, no, you're not going to do it. I'm going to do it. Like, at first, my parents were like, are you sure you want to do this? You know? But, I mean, in the end, they're still super. They always, like, help me, like, buy things that I want for my business. But it's, like, and, like, for people who are thinking, like, I don't know if I want to do it. I would just say like just do it. Like, for me, I was a little scared to start off because I was intimidated by being in a barbershop, doing this, doing that, and that's why that might be what other people are like thinking. Like, they're a little intimidated of like how it'll go in the future, right? So, but I would say just do it because like if you have something that you're interested in and you want to do it, just at least try it out. Because with me, I was doing it, I enjoyed it, but I didn't know if I wanted to take it seriously or not. And so I remember talking to so David was on a soccer team, and he had a teammate who is now a barber. I wouldn't say huge barber, but he's pretty popular in the high desert. His name's Chewy Cuts.
Okay.
And so I texted him, and he told me about this
awesome name. Is that his actual name?
No, his name is Jesus. Man.
Okay, I thought Chewy Cuts was his like. I'm like, whoa, you kind of, if that's your name.
No, he goes by Chewy Cuts.
Gotcha, yeah.
So his name's Jesus, but it's a whole other story. But, so I texted him, and he told me how he was like a barber at 16, and I was like, the heck, like how did you do that? So he told me about this program about Signature Barber, who I'm working with right now, and so I tried it out. I love it. The people there are fantastic. I'm working in one of their shops right now. So honestly, like, you never know where it's going to lead to. So the people who are thinking about doing like a trade or something, I would say just go for it. I know like VVC has classes for basically anything, like not anything, but a lot of trades. So like go to VVC, try it out. YouTube, you know, University. What I mean? YouTube University. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and again, like, it is always good. And we're going to get into the whole, you know, ministry side of things with this. And I'm excited for you to share that story, but it's always good when we do ministry to have a trade, right? Because obviously ministry, you're not meant to go into ministry for the money.
Yeah.
And so having that trade that allows you to do ministry, and I mean, that's like Paul. Paul made tents. Priscilla and Aquila taught him how to make tents, and that's really how he kind of helped pay his way as he was doing that. And I'm sure there were ministry opportunities while he did that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe you love to cook, right? Or you're interested in electrical work or contract or whatever. You don't have to wait until you graduate. And that's what I love about, you know, your brother pursuing pilot's license or you doing barbershop, you know, working in a barbershop. Man, you don't have to wait. And so many people accomplished a lot of things before they were 18 years old. I mean, just look throughout history. You know, these people that were just curious enough and loved something and were passionate enough about something to just start now. And you don't have to wait. And so I love that. But let's get into that ministry side of things.
Yeah.
And this is the story that I would love for you to tell. So I remember having a conversation with you, and you talked about how when you're, and I can relate, because when you're sitting in a chair getting a haircut, you kind of have a captive audience.
Yeah.
Right. And unless somebody completely offends you, you're not going to get up out of that chair.
Oh yeah.
With a halfway done haircut, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of have a captive audience, and it's natural to just kind of talk with your barber.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I do. I'm sure that's what a lot of people do. You kind of talked about how it does give you an opportunity to talk with people about spiritual things.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
And I remember talking with you about that when I was taking you home after worship practice, but then I got to see it on display. So I would love for you to share the story, because I remember, this is from Engage. We did Engage in San Diego with the Hills Community Church. If you guys love you guys, I miss you. But we were just kind of playing wiffle ball in the park. And all I really remember is these teenagers rolling into the park, seeing how many of us were there, they left. And then I turned around and you were cutting their hair. So I would love to tell us the story of what actually happened there.
Yeah. So we were at San Diego. We were just, you know, having fun with Brian's family, you know, playing some wiffle ball. And then I see these kids. Oh, by the way, that wiffle ball, so fun. That was an awesome game.
It was a blast.
But then I see these kids right outside. I want to say kids, about my age. But I see them right outside their house. I think it was like an electrical box. And they were just sitting on it. One of them was sitting on it, and one of them was cutting the kid's hair. And so I go up to them, and I just start talking to them. Like, how'd you guys get into this? Like, what kind of haircut are you doing? Stuff like that. And then I guess they picked up, like, how does this guy know so much, like, about cutting hair? And so I told them, like, hey, like, I'm a barber, this and that. And they were saying how, you know, they barely just started. And the and so the kid was like super trusting, like, why don't you cut my hair? And so awesome. and so
he
I was like,
invited you to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
I didn't even show him my haircuts or anything. I just told him, yeah, I've been cutting hair for like a year. And so I was while I was watching, he was like, you've been cutting hair for the kid was like, you've been cutting hair for a year? And I was like, yeah. He's like, why don't you cut it? And I was like, for real? And he was like, yeah. And so I started cutting his hair, and then so he got a taper, so it was just like a little fade right here. And so I finished just that little side, and they were all like, wow, that's like it's really good. And so he was like, you know what, just do the rest of the haircut. So I was doing his haircut, and during that time, you know, I was just kind of talking to him about like some of the questions you gave us. You know, like what do you think happens after you die? I forgot the questions. You know, those type of questions.
What's the purpose in
life? Yeah. And so they did seem a little uninterested. You know, you're always going to get like like rejected, but one of them was kind of talking back to me. It's kind of like, you know what? Like, I never thought about that before and stuff like that. So yeah, that was honestly super cool. I would have never thought that would ever happen. But yeah, I really got to connect with them in that, like, both the barber like aspect, and also like they play soccer. So I was able to connect them in that way. Really good soccer players, by the way. They're like pretty good.
Well, and I mean, again, that's just proof that you never know how God's going to use what you can do. And I honestly, I just kind of laughed myself like, sure, of course, there just so happens to be people cutting hair right when we're there. And it just so happens that Ernie walks across. Man, and that was a really pretty proud moment, I think, just for us as a youth group to see you step up in that way. And you, again, use a gift that God has allowed you to pursue.
Yeah, definitely.
For his purposes. And man, that was just so cool. And I think that goes for anyone here that's listening to this. That's one of the values of knowing a trade, you know, especially one that's going to take some time. You know, I mean, cutting hair takes time. Yeah. Helping people clean their house, that takes time. And if people are there, you can have those opportunities to just talk to them. And you don't have to you don't have to sit there and say, I'm going to cut your hair. And then the very first question out of your mouth is, so do you think you're going to hell? You know, but again, like just get the ball rolling with those conversations, you know, like I had so many as an electrician, I had so many conversations with people just while you're working, you know, and it can be very accessible. So I love that you did that. And I really hope that you continue to do that. Especially as you, again, you don't know where God's going to lead you with this, or where it's going to go. I know you've helped a lot of people here. You've already gotten to meet a lot of people as you build your clients.
Yeah.
Client base and stuff like that. And who knows, maybe you do go to college and get that business degree so you can have a barbershop or whatever, as we've talked about before. But I guess, like, what piece of encouragement, as we kind of start to kind of come to a close, what encouragement would you give people? Why? Okay. Let me rephrase this. Why would you say pursuing a trade like that, so that way you can use it as a tool for ministry? Why is that so important for other people to do?
Yeah. I would say just because, like, the main thing is, like, you know, you have a captive audience. It's like just how you like to say, like, if you're in like a line at the store, you know, no one's going to get out of line. It's right there. You got someone there to talk about, and like, to get out of line, that's on them. You know what I mean? So it's things like that. It's like, because cutting hair, it takes you a little bit to finish someone's haircut. You know what I mean? You're there for like 40, at least me, it's like 45 minutes to an hour for a haircut, you know? And like people who do cosmetology, that's even longer. People who do nails, takes like 3-4 hours for a nail set. Yeah, I know that because Sky does her own nails and she's gone for a long time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, stuff like that, where you just have someone who's, you know, they're not going to leave, you know, you're in the middle of doing something for them, and they're just going to, you know, even if they're not interested, they're just going to, you know, nod their head yes. And when you're at the other, but at least you're trying. You know, it's all God asks you to do is try.
Yep.
You know, it's his job to save him, not ours. You know what I mean? So it's super important to chase stuff like that, especially like when it comes to like the cosmetology stuff. I feel like cosmetology is super, super important, because like stuff like, you know, welding and stuff like that. Of course, you have like coworkers. You know what I mean? That you're gonna be with them for a long time. But when you have like that one-to-one talk with like clients, and they're just sitting there, you know, you're just talking, it's like, it's a like a really good way to get to them. Like, I know a lot of my friends from school, like just legit like 2 days ago, I had this like really, really good religious conversation with one of my friends from school. I don't know I don't know if he's atheist. I don't know. I didn't really ask him. But he said it opened his eyes. Like, because I talked to him about, like, what happens after you die, stuff like that. And he said it opened his eyes. So you never know. Like, even if you think someone's not interested, you know, something might click eventually.
Yeah. Well, and again, like, you know, I love that you bring up just looking into those one-on-ones. Because, again, it's a trade. So not everybody's going to come to church, but everybody's probably going to get a haircut.
Yep.
And if you know that there's something that people like, it's just opening the door for opportunity. And I love that you're walking through that door, but always keep that perspective.
Yeah.
That God didn't allow this to happen to you by accident. There's going all the way back to that awkward first haircut with those gold things. Like, God was doing something and he's going to keep doing it. So, really quick closing up, how can people support you? So if they want to get a haircut, like, with you to support you, all that kind of stuff, where do they go? How does that work?
Okay, so I'd say just the main thing to support me, you know, like, just come get a haircut. You know, everyone needs a haircut.
Where do you go?
So go to Well, first follow my Instagram at Ernie Blinz. Ernie, right. Put that on the podcast. Put that right there. Ooh. Big bold letters right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Follow me on Instagram at Ernie Blinz. Just DM me on there, text me. Like, hey, I want a haircut, and I'll let you know my times, the location.
And spell it for us.
So it's ERNNIBLENDZ.
Okay. ERNNIBLENDZ.
Yep.
All right. Cool.
Yep. And so, yeah, just, you know, come get a haircut. That's honestly the main way you can support me. I do like, sometimes I'll do like $5 off first haircut.
There you go.
I charge 25, so it's not as much as other places.
And don't forget to tip your barber, because he holds your hair in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally. And he can make you look really
weird.
I can
give you the runway fade.
There you go. The runway fade. I love it. Well, hey, thanks so much for coming on. I know it's at the end of a school day, right before youth. We're about to kick things off here. And so if you're listening, again, heed the word. Think about what is a trade that is going to open the door, open opportunities for you to have great conversations with people, and how can you use those conversations to ultimately
love definitely. It.
So thank you so much for being here. Thanks, Manny, for running this for us last minute in the middle of the day. This is the Next Generation podcast, where we talk to the next generation about being the next generation. Man, this is a great example, right? Heed that word. So I'm your host, Pastor Tim, alongside Manny and Ernie, and we are signing off. We'll see you.